Well, good day, friends, and welcome back to Bible Sunshine. We're glad you've joined us today. We want to continue our study in the book of Philippians and be encouraged in this epistle of joy. So let's pray together, ask God to bless our time in His Word today. Father, thank you so much for the Word of God. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray, Lord, that our hearts will be strengthened and encouraged as we look at a very important role model for us as believers in the book of Philippians. Thank you for your word. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2, or find Philippians chapter 2 on your phone, and we want to continue on starting with verse 19. Philippians chapter 2, starting with verse 19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. Therefore, I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly. We find in these verses characteristics of a true disciple. I'd like to do a little background study on this disciple, Timothy. We find him many times in the New Testament. He was a trusted and faithful companion of the Apostle Paul. He was a spiritual son of the Apostle Paul. So go back in your Bibles to the book of Acts, and let's trace several references to Timothy. Notice Acts chapter 16 and verse 1. It says, then he came to Derbe and Lystra. These are two towns in what is now modern day Turkey. And behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. I love this title here, that Timothy was called a disciple. He was a learner. He was one who was following after the Lord Jesus and learning about him. The Great Commission tells us to go and to teach, that is, to make disciples, produce learners, those who believe in Jesus and then who listen to him, who follow him, who obey his word, who want to be like Jesus. That's a disciple. It's a learner, a follower after the teacher, the great teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ. So Timothy is described here as a disciple. Indeed, the Apostle Paul was obedient to the Great Commission, and he made many disciples. Notice in verse 1, he was from a spiritually mixed home. A spiritually mixed home. It says he was the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek. That would have created problems in the Jewish community, that this Jewess married outside of the circle of faith, the Jewish faith. But more than that, Timothy's mother was a believer. She had come to know Christ as Savior, as Messiah, as Lord. And apparently the father was not a believer. It's greatly encouraging here to know that God can overcome our circumstances, our birth circumstances, our childhood circumstances. The God of the Bible can overcome those. And we should not blame our sin problems on our birth condition or our upbringing or something else, but instead should take personal responsibility as answerable to God ourselves. Timothy overcame by the grace of God, by the power of God, this mixed spiritual condition in his family. And praise the Lord for his wonderful mother who believed and who taught him the scriptures. Go back to chapter 14 of Acts, and let's notice a couple of things here. It's very possible that Timothy heard the gospel from the Apostle Paul as he was preaching. This is Paul's first missionary journey. Notice Acts chapter 14 in verse 6. It says, they became aware of it and fled, this is Paul and company, to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and to the surrounding region. And they were preaching the gospel there. So Paul was preaching in the city and town where Timothy was from, and to the neighboring area, Derbe. Paul was preaching there. Notice chapter 14 and verse 21. Chapter 14, verse 21. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, that is Derbe, and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. So we don't know for sure, but it's very likely that Timothy heard the gospel from the Apostle Paul when Paul was preaching in Lystra on his first missionary journey, where Paul was making disciples. He was encouraging them. And don't you just love this? In verse 21 of Acts 14, it says they preached the gospel. That's the good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again. They preached that, and many disciples were made. They began to follow after Jesus. So discipleship begins with the sharing of the gospel. People believe the gospel. Then they become a learner, a follower. And then, verse 22, they were strengthening the souls of the disciples. They were teaching them what Jesus had taught them. They were teaching them all that Jesus had commanded, as Matthew 28 tells us. They were strengthening the souls of the disciples. And they were encouraging them to do what? To continue in the faith. Press on in the faith, step by step. Keep going. Don't quit. So it's very likely that Timothy heard the gospel from Paul, that he was strengthened as a disciple, that he was encouraged to persevere, to go on in the faith, and then he was warned that there will be many tribulations as we enter the kingdom of God. So don't be surprised that persecution, hardship will come. Later, Paul wrote to Timothy and said, all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Timothy very likely heard that from Paul early on. So we see that Timothy was a disciple, and he was from a spiritually mixed home. But go back to Acts chapter 16 and notice verse 2. It says, he was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium. Iconium was the next city from Lystra. So Timothy was well spoken of. He had a good testimony. This is what we desire, isn't it, friends? To have a good testimony among the brethren. That other believers would say, that is a true follower. He or she, they are disciples. They love the Lord. I remember a man that would share a testimony often in the church I grew up in St. Petersburg, Florida. And he would often give special songs and singing. But his testimony was, I love the Lord with all my heart. May we have that testimony ourselves, and may others be able to say that about us. He or she, yes, they love Jesus with all their heart. They're committed to Christ. What a wonderful blessing to have a good testimony, as opposed to, oh, they're half-hearted, they're not committed, they only show up to church when they feel like it, you can never count on them. You know, there's some Christians that are like that, but not Timothy. He was well spoken of. The grace of God had worked mightily in Timothy. I love this about him. He had a positive testimony. Look at chapter 17 and verse 14. It says here, "Then immediately the brethren sent Paul away to go to the sea, but both Silas and Timothy remained there." They were faithful servants of the Lord Jesus and assistants to Paul, Silas and Timothy. Look at chapter 18 and verse 5. "When Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was constrained by the Spirit, taken up with the word, and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ." They were faithful servants of the Apostle Paul, faithful companions. Timothy was one who was ready to help his spiritual father, the Apostle Paul. Great testimony when we're willing to serve others. Look at chapter 19 in verse 22. "So he sent into Macedonia two of those who ministered to him." And look at the first name, Timothy and Erastus. "But he himself stayed in Asia for a while." He ministered to Paul. He was a faithful minister to Paul, a servant, one who looked out for the needs of others. Now, Timothy's name, his full name, Timotheus, is made of two Greek words. The first part, the Timoth part, means honor, and the Theos part means God. Timo, honor, Theos, God, Timotheus, Timothy for short, one who honors God. Isn't this great that the one who honored God ministered to the Apostle Paul? He helped assist him in the carrying on of gospel ministry. He was willing to serve him so that the gospel could be furthered. What a wonderful example of discipleship, of a good and godly disciple. Now look at chapter 20 of Acts. Acts chapter 20 and verse 4. Acts chapter 20 verse 4. And here are other names as well. You will find many names in the Bible and many names in the book of Acts in conjunction with the Apostle Paul. God knows us all by name, and there's not one deed done in the name of Christ for the glory of God that God does not take account of. Notice here, Acts 20 verse 4, "So Peter of Berea accompanied him to Asia." That would be Asia Minor, modern-day Turkey. "Also Aristarchus and Secundus of the Thessalonians, and Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, Tychicus and Trophimus of Asia." Timothy, he's mentioned here of those who accompanied, who traveled with Paul, Paul's travel companions. And notice verse 5, "These men going ahead waited for us at Troas." So, Timothy was a travel companion with the Apostle Paul. Now let's go over to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, and notice verse 21. Paul gives a whole list of names here, shows how he valued individuals. And notice what he says here in verse 21. "Timothy, my fellow worker." Isn't that great? Earlier in Acts, we saw that Timothy ministered to Paul, and he was a servant, serving Paul. But here, Paul says, he's my fellow worker. We're on a par working together. What a tremendous compliment to Timothy that Paul refers to him as my fellow worker, one who works alongside me and with me, one on whom I can count in the stresses of life and ministry. So Timothy was a fellow worker. There are many other things that are stated about Timothy in Scripture, and we're going to continue on pressing through them. Let's just look at one more, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and that will be our last one for today. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 17. For this reason I have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, and who will remind you of my ways in Christ as I teach everywhere in every church. That verse is packed with truth about Paul's relationship with Timothy. But notice here he calls him a beloved and faithful son. The Apostle Paul had invested, poured out his life into Timothy. He was a spiritual son. And whether Paul preached the gospel, Timothy first heard it from him, or first heard it from his mother and grandmother, he became a spiritual son, a disciple of the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul says, he is beloved. Not only do I love him, but he is a faithful man of God. A great compliment to Timothy. An exemplary disciple. May God help us to be faithful disciples. Beloved and exemplary. Today we want to go to prayer to two Asian countries, the Philippines and Sri Lanka, and pray for believers there. Sri Lanka is number 40 on the persecution ranking. So we need to pray for Sri Lanka. There are many faithful workers in the Philippines who love Jesus and are pastoring and evangelizing there. It's our privilege at East End Baptist Church to support missionaries in the Philippines. So let's pray for all the believers there and for their effectiveness for Christ. Our Father, we thank you so much for the privilege to follow Jesus. We pray that we will be faithful disciples. And Lord, I pray for the Philippines and for Sri Lanka. I pray, Lord, that you will encourage the believers who are there. I thank you, Lord, for the faithful workers preaching the word, holding tent meetings, holding camps, the training, discipling in the Philippines. Lord, will you increase their number, and will you bless all the messengers that go throughout those islands and preach the gospel. We pray for great fruit, for great revival there. And Father, we pray for Sri Lanka that you would ease the stress that believers experience, if it please you. But give them grace, give them strength to stand strong for Christ and the gospel. Multiply the gospel impact there. Strengthen the churches. And Lord, we pray that you will supply all the scriptures and gospel portions that are needed. Multiply the impact of your word. And Father, we pray again for an end to this pandemic that's upon us. But we pray that your name will be glorified, that Christians will be revived, that lost people will hear the gospel and be saved and come to know Christ. We pray you will use and multiply the impact of your word as it goes forth around the world through the internet in particular. Use it, Lord, for your honor and glory. And I pray for comfort and grace to those who are grieving, that your strength, your peace will be their portion. In Jesus' powerful, loving name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope we'll see you tomorrow on Bible Sunshine, and that God's light will shine upon you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Amen.